having faith in me. It's time we unite the community again. You know, it's been divided, and we need to unite the council, we need to unite the citizens, and let's move the city forward.
Were you at all worried? I mean, you were leading right from the very beginning, but it was a slow lead, but then it just gradually built. Worried at first?
You know, I was, you know, you're always concerned. You don't know, but I have faith in the voters of Sheboygan, and we did as much as we could do, and I felt good about it, and it's time to move forward. And then the citizens have talked. I want to thank them. We're looking forward to it, and it's going to be a great day in the next couple of weeks.
You will be sworn in on March the 5th, the next council meeting. What's the first thing on the agenda?
Well, you know, in the next couple of days, I'm going to be contacting all the aldermen and talking to all the department heads and asking for their help. I can't do this alone. You know, this is a group thing. We're going to need to work together. And I'm looking forward to working with all of them.
It was a good campaign. Now, you know, the alcohol and the recall, that's not so good. But you guys ran an interesting campaign.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to thank Bob for the campaign he ran, and it's his 3 years of service to the community. It's still tough to be the mayor in the city of Sheboygan, and I give him credit. Anybody credit who runs for office at any level.
Thank you. Jerry Van Acker, the new mayor of Sheboygan, winner in the